Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Carter Hendricks, and I have the honor of serving as the Executive Director of the Southwestern Kentucky Economic Development Council. And I want to welcome you to the 2025 Industry Appreciation Luncheon. And before I forget, because sometimes we get in a hurry at the end with door prizes, I neglect to recognize an individual that works tirelessly to make sure this event can take place. So if you will, join me in offering Ms. Sharon Butts a big round of applause for all of her work behind the scenes this morning. We take very serious the opportunity to pause and celebrate the businesses and industries that make Southwestern Kentucky such a special place for our residents and a place of opportunity. As you probably know, October is Manufacturing Appreciation Month, and this is our annual event to celebrate the manufacturers that are building our region and our state with their investment, job creation, and production. With this in mind, it's fitting, if you think and look around, that there's over 450 people in attendance today demonstrating that appreciation to the industries and companies that make this region so special. Let's give that a big round of applause. This is big business in Southwestern Kentucky, and there's no doubt about it. As you can appreciate it, it's not cheap to organize an event where we're gonna feed 450 people and give away a lot of really outstanding door prizes throughout the course of the morning and afternoon. And so with that in mind, we wanna take just a moment to thank our sponsors who have made this day possible. First of all, our signature sponsors, the Tennessee Valley Authority and the James E. Bruce Convention Center. Let's give them both a round of applause. Of course, TVA is an annual, and the Bruce is an annual sponsor of our efforts, so we appreciate you guys and all that you do with us. Our platinum sponsors, Scott Murphy and Daniel, Penny Rawl Electric, Hopkinsville Water Environment Authority, the City of Hopkinsville, Denham Bly, Jenny Stewart Health, and the Cadiz Trigg County Economic Development Commission. Let's give them a big round of applause. For some reason, that went faster than I anticipated. Then we have our gold sponsors, Hopkinsville Electric System Energy Net, the Todd County Chamber of Commerce, Atmos Energy, the Penny Rawl Area Development District, and Food Plant Engineering. Let's give them a round of applause as well. Now bear with me for a second. There's a large number of silver sponsors, but we want to name each one of them because all are important to us. So Hopkinsville Community College, Rogers Group, United Southern Bank, Byers and Harvey, the Christian County Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Staffing Agency, Trigg County Fiscal Court, Christian County Fiscal Court, D2 Energy, Penny Rawl Center, the Christian County Public Schools, Higgins Insurance, the City of Cadiz, the Todd County Industrial Development Authority, Trigg County Schools, Baptist Health Deaconess, First Financial Bank, Hopkinsville Industrial Foundation, I believe that's Christian County Government, I'm having a hard time reading that next one on the screen, guys. Woodall Construction, that's right, and Service One. Let's give them all a big round of applause. When you only have one good eye, you really depend on it working well, Leston, okay? So, next we're gonna ask our County Judge Executive from Trigg County, Stan Humphreys, to come forward and offer an invocation blessing of our food. Judge.
I don't know when that picture was taken, but I suggest we keep it in the rotation, though. Thank you. Thank you, Carter. It's my pleasure to offer up the invocation today. Thank you all for being here today. And if you would, just bow with me for a moment, please. Our Father, you are a great and mighty God, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity we have to come united across this region to share in all things industry and business this morning. Father, we know there are challenges in each one's days. We know we all have tasks that sometimes confuse us or befuddle us as to what the next best option might be. We know that sometimes we look at these current times that we're in with all things that are taking place and realize how small we are in the big scheme of things. And Father, those times that we just turn all these issues over to you, that you might want to guide us in each thing that we say and do, and the decisions that we make as an industry across this region. We're thankful for all the industries and businesses in our region that work so hard every day to provide opportunities for their staff, for all the ones that rely on them so heavily for careers and opportunities. We thank you for those that represent those industries that are here today, those that represent all the things that are needed to make these industries effective and prosperous in our community. Father, we know the task each day is sometimes difficult, but we rely on these opportunities to gather together and just share from within all the challenges that we have, and we just ask for you for your guidance. Father, we thank you for this food that we have just enjoyed. We thank you for the hands that have prepared it. May it bless our bodies and our bodies for your service. For Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I was going to leave the picture up for just a moment as Judge Executive Humphreys goes back to his seat. We'd been hearing rumors that he was praying to be younger again, so we made him look younger up on the stage there at least. Judge, thank you so much, seriously, for your leadership and for that word of invocation, blessing our food. With that in mind, let's also thank the Bruce Convention Center for the fantastic job they do each and every year helping us get prepared. Let's give them a big round of applause if we could. We have some other special recognitions we want to share. We've got members of a group we call the Winner Circle. These are businesses and organizations that have gone above and beyond to support economic development, economic growth throughout our three-county region. I'm not going to name them all one by one. Many of them have already been named, but if you would, take a look at the screen and just know that we certainly appreciate the support of these 12 businesses and organizations that have invested in our community. I also want to take a very special moment to thank some special contributors to this year's event. Super Lawn and Garden. You might notice the wonderful decor that's out and around me. That's from Super Lawn and Garden. Some of it, if you see the bourbon barrels, is from Casey Jones Distillery. If you look outside, there's a great place for you to take pictures on your way out if you haven't had a chance to do so already under the balloon arch. I believe that's from your party people, Miss Cheney Guffey. You'll see Cheryl Bowers running around here taking lots of photos, and so she just waved her hand down front. That is Cheryl, and of course, we've already acknowledged the Bruce Convention Center. Let's please give them a big round of applause. And I know we've recognized several of the governments that are here through our thanks of our sponsors, but I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge and ask for any elected official or individual representing an elected official to please stand up and be recognized. If you're an elected official or you're representing an elected official, please stand up so we can recognize you for your attendance. Don't be shy, wave. Thank you guys for your attendance and for your ongoing support. Now, economic development is a full contact sport and it's a team sport. And so we're going to go through some of our partners who help to make sure that we are working hard in economic development, but more importantly, we're here every day to ensure we meet the needs of our existing industries. Those of you that we are here to celebrate, these are your partners as much as they are our partners, and they are absolutely critical to our success. So I'll ask you, allow me to read these names, and let's save our round of applause until the end. But Pennyrail Electric, Atmos Energy, Hopkinsville Electric, HWEA, the City of Cadiz Water, City of Elkton Water and Sewer, Guthrie Wastewater, Logan Todd Regional Water Commission, and Todd County Water. Let's give our utility partners a big round of applause. If any one of our industries in any of these utility partner service areas has an issue, they are quick to respond because they're that type of outstanding partner. Of course, we also have education and workforce partners, Hopkinsville Community College, Murray State University, the West Kentucky Workforce Board, and our three public school systems, Christian County Public Schools, the Todd County Public Schools, and the Trigg County Public Schools. And I know many of them are here. Let's offer them a big round of applause as well. And then, of course, we have representation from the Cabinet for Economic Development. We love to call them Team Kentucky. If you guys, Deanna and Courtney, raise your hands so people know you're here. We also have representation from TVA. I think we've got several folks from TVA. If our friends from TVA would raise your hand so people know that you're here as well. We appreciate your ongoing partnership and support, as well as the City of Hopkinsville, Christian County Fiscal Court, the City of Katy's, Trigg County Fiscal Court, City of Elkton and Guthrie, and Todd County Fiscal Court. Again, there's this many partners because it's a total team effort to support the 75 plus manufacturers that call Southwestern Kentucky home. Let's give this group a round of applause. And then finally, our other partners in economic development, CSX, Pennyroyal Area Development District, our community development services and planning commissions throughout the region. Thank you guys. Let's give them a round of applause as well. You can start moving down. Now we're up to the reason that at least many of us are here, because we have a very special guest that we want to make sure you give your full attention to. Through our relationship with TVA, we've been working with Boyette Strategic Advisors for the past few weeks as they've conducted an independent economic analysis of project activity in Southwestern Kentucky since 2022. We've had a chance to review the findings, and we hope you find them as positive and exciting as we have. We certainly know this. It's because of each of you, our partners, and our existing industries that we're experiencing such tremendous investment and opportunity throughout this region for our residents and for our small businesses. And here to tell us more about this is Mr. Dale Boyette. And as he comes to the stage, I'm going to embarrass him just a little bit to read from his bio, because not that he needs really any introduction with many of you, but I think you'll appreciate the background that Dale brings to this conversation as a friend of our region. Come on up, Dale. Dale is a founder and president CEO of Boyette Strategic Advisors, a consulting firm encompassing economic development strategy, location analysis and impact, and workforce solutions, serving clients in 25 states. And we're certainly thankful that you're serving us here in the state of Kentucky. But here's maybe more impressive. Prior to his work at Boyette Strategic Advisors, he was the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, and he's been the deputy commissioner for the economic development of the Georgia Department of Industry, Trade, and Tourism. He's not just a consultant, he's been a practitioner, walking in the steps that we walk, supporting companies just like those of you who are out here being supported today. So help me welcome Mr. Dale Boyette.
Thank you, Carter. There are all kinds of things going through my mind as I was just walking up there. And I've got a prepared text talk for you, because I, the other day, you know, when we were asked to come present the findings of this impact evaluation analysis, put it on the calendar. I was supposed to be in California, and I decided to come here instead of going to California. Right, Sharon? And I thought there'd be 50 to 80 people. So last week we were on the phone with Sharon and Carter. I said, by the way, how many people will be there? She said 440 plus. Oh, me. I got to prepare some prepared text, which that's not usually me. Right, Elton? I'm usually off the cuff. But I thought, if it's 440 people and a table full of media over here, I've got to at least be prepared with my text. And then Judge Humphreys comes up. And he mentions his picture. And I'm standing up there looking at my picture. And I'm thinking, this is a true story. I thought I was going to be really cool and get all updated. And I had a new picture done for a website. And I had a vest on, because I'm trying to wear more vests to try to be cooler, you know. Can't wear a tie. Dale, you wear a tie too often. So I don't wear a tie anymore, so I've gone to vest. I have a closet full of vests, about 10 black ones. And I put on one of those black vests, and I had that picture made. Paid to have it made, you know. Photographer did the lighting and all that stuff. So got the pictures done, and I showed our team. I said, so which one of these pictures? We have two pictures you can use now, but, you know, which one do you think should be on the website? And this young woman had been with us for 5 years, had just left to go to Emory Law School. She said, I think this one. And it was the one that's about 6 years old. So I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. thank you for letting me be here. It's good to be with you here in southwestern Kentucky. Some of my favorite people that I've met in economic development are in this region and in this state. I just sitting next to Corky, I just found out he's such a good friend, but he was a really good friend of mine for a number of years. Gene Strong, who was Secretary of the Cabinet for Economic Development, passed away in 2023 as I looked up on my phone. And I'm just so sad to hear that. So I'm coming up here making a speech, and I'm a little sad. I'm thinking about Gene Strong stories and a lot of Gene Strong isms. He was a good man, and he served the Commonwealth of Kentucky very well in economic development. He was a good friend to me. But I mean this for those of you in this room who know me. I appreciate your friendship and your energy. And when I think of the energy that you people who know who I'm talking about, that I've worked with in economic development in this region over the last few years, the energy in this room with 440 people for an industry appreciation lunch, pretty amazing. So let's give a big round of applause for the existing industries and the legacy businesses that are in this room. And clap for yourself. I've been around a long time, and in all my years, I don't think I've ever been to what we used to, an existing industry luncheon or dinner or fish fry. I've been to everything there is to be to have that was anywhere near this large. So kudos to all of you who worked on this, and especially I have to call out Carter and Sharon, because we know you did the flower arrangements. It wasn't Carter, but Carter, you really sounded good from the podium. Y'all have done a great job. Two things that I learned when I started in economic development a few years ago. The first thing I learned, and there was nothing that was ever justified by any real stat, but the line that was always used, and especially in every talk you would do in every little community that you would go to, because I was working at the state level, you'd say that 80% of all new jobs are created by your existing industry. Right, Corky? It's what we always heard. The other thing that I always heard from the very beginning when I started in this business was to always support and meet the needs of existing industry, because they can be your best salespeople or not. Keep in mind those prospects, before they make that $200 million investment in southwestern Kentucky, and they've narrowed it down to two, they're going to sit down with your existing industry, and the existing industry are going to be your best salespeople. I know that's true, because you're going to take care of them, you're going to meet their needs, and they're going to be the best salespeople. That's why you do recognition events. That's why you have a real focus on your existing businesses, because you know that they can be your best salespeople, and you know that 80% of the jobs are coming from them and have for years and years and years. For the last number of years, workforce, workforce, workforce has been the number one issue and the biggest opportunity related to legacy business. And yes, I would say it still is. And the aging workforce in regions like I'm in today, and really I can't think of a place to where it's not really an issue for some sectors, but the aging workforce and the ability to backfill those positions with skilled people is not an easy thing to deal with or address. But it has to be at the forefront of any region that has a strong manufacturing base like you have. For any new company I've talked about is going to invest $200 million anywhere, they're going to want assurances that the skilled and trainable workforce will be there for them at startup, and that the workforce is going to be available for the next 25 years. From what I'm seeing today, there are two things that I am seeing across the country that are becoming just as important as workforce. Infrastructure is one, and the other one's amenities. You think, amenities? What is that guy thinking? The infrastructure one. probably not the case here. I hadn't asked any questions and I didn't look at any numbers at capacity, so I'm assuming it's not the case here. But this whole infrastructure issue has been pushed under the rug a long time. It ain't pretty and it costs a lot, but if you don't have the proper infrastructure planning in place for the future, no region can grow and develop like it has to. Infrastructure has to be a daily focus. So it's more than just workforce, it's infrastructure. If you don't have infrastructure, you don't have sites. That's the reason TVA has programs that invest prep and other things to help communities get ready for site preparation. That's the reason you have them. But you've got to have infrastructure, and you've got to have good infrastructure planning and the insurance that the infrastructure is going to be at the site long term for those people that are making that $200 million investment. And then amenities. The other one's amenities. Health care, child care, diverse retail, recreation, parks, facilities, and a strong public school system are critical to the best place southwestern Kentucky can be in order to compete in this fierce economic development game. Don't think I didn't, first thing I didn't say, the only thing I've said since we got in here late last night, it was raining. We drove from Little Rock. It rained the whole way. And it ain't a pretty drive in the rain. But we got here, and we're here, and I'm glad to be here. But for you all, and seeing that new high school right there, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. The fact that you are focused on public school education is a critical component for to get families to continue to want to live here, to move here, and to be the workforce of the future to support your existing business and these companies that are going to locate here. I realize, and you realize, that the companies in this room and the collaboration that they have with each other of supporting in creating an even better southwestern Kentucky, I believe that you will continue to remind us and make us aware year after year through events like this and articles and stories that are going to be written and social media posts that will be out there that the existing industry, the legacy business and industry in these three counties are the engine of this economy. I'm gone, but I'm here. So our firm, just completed, and Kay Stebbins is right out there in the middle. She's got on a white jacket. She's sitting by that empty seat in the middle. She'll answer any questions you have about this afterwards. I'm just the person not in the vest that gets to get up here and present it. But Kay's our Director of Research and Analytics, and she is the one that led this project. But we just completed, very recently, this month. Are we in November yet? No, October is October. We just finished this month. An impact evaluation and analysis for the last 3 years, 22 through 24, that the 13 companies that have joined the legacy employers or you companies that have expanded, that the total impact, our job was to determine what the total impact is of those 13 companies. 13 companies, well, that's a lot of companies in 3 years. But these 13 companies, the impact that they've had on their investment and job creation. These are the 13 companies, just to remind you of who the 13 companies are that announced or have new or expanded locations in the region. But the capital impact, the total impact for the 3-year job creation and capital investment resulted in a total impact across the three counties of almost $2.8 billion in the region. For the press, I would say that's $3 billion at the impact that those 13 companies have had. Think about that. That's the initial impact. That's not just the ongoing impact that they're going to have over year after year after year, which I'll talk about in just a minute. So think for a minute. There's a lot of companies that are represented in this room, because this impact is just from those 13 companies, 22, 23, and 24. But think for a minute as to what the impact would be if you did an analysis for all of the employers and all of the companies in this room added to that. Pretty amazing to even think about it. The total impact resulted in total new and supported employment of more than 9,400 jobs. That number includes the direct employment of the 13 companies, in addition to supported employment resulting from construction associated with their capital investment. The three-county region, or the gross regional product, has or will increase by $982 million. Labor income paid to the 9,400 employees, or the jobs that are based upon the jobs and the supported jobs, during the three-year period will be $605 million. And here's the breakdown of where those monies, where the tax payments are going and the amounts of the taxes. As you saw, in the total state and local impact is nearly $71 million. Of that total, more than $52 million are taxes that are going to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, with an additional $3 million in county tax revenue to the three counties. Their taxes to the cities in the three-county region totals more than $7 million. There is a subcategory of taxes that are specifically designated for a particular use, and that's that school districts and other special funding, and those are basically your school taxes. Those taxes total almost $8 million. So if you remove the capital investment from the impact, the total employment impact is nearly $1.97 billion for 1 year. That's nearly more like $2 billion for 1 year. And here's what is important about the employment impact. As the employment impact occurs every year, it occurs every year for as long as the company maintains or increases its employment level. Pretty significant. So that means that just for these 13 companies, the annual impact is almost $2 billion, and we haven't even included the employment of the legacy business and industry that are in this room. This graph provides a breakdown of each component of the employment impact. Total impact, state and local tax revenue, contribution to GRP, labor income, and annual jobs. And each bar of this graph breaks out the impact to direct, indirect, and induced impact. The blue portion of each bar illustrates the direct impact and for the 13 companies, and the direct impact of the 2,500 jobs created by these companies is more than $1.5 billion. And I know this sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook to you, because it does to me, and I'm sitting here looking at it. But you do have an executive summary of these numbers in this study that are on your table. The gray bar illustrates the induced impact, which is consumer spending. So how does the payroll for direct and indirect employees impact the overall economy? That totals nearly $70 million. So 13 companies, think about that. It's a lot of projects, it's a lot of companies, 22, 23, 24, in just 3 years. Wow, I would say wow. Congratulations to all of you. The legacy companies in this room, congratulations to you. But more importantly, thank you. You made a commitment whenever it was, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago to this region. And you've continued to make a difference in this region, creating jobs and good opportunities for the people who live here. And I would also say, though, congratulations to all who make economic development happen in southwestern Kentucky. There are some people in this room that have made it happen for years and been involved for years, and there are some people in this room who made a start, got involved 2 weeks ago, or became involved. But congratulations and thank you to you. I would say you're obviously doing something right. Have a good afternoon.
Dale, if you will, just stay up here for just a moment. We don't want to make it. Kay, we would like you to come up as well if you don't mind. Yes, we're going to make you blush if we can. But we have just two small tokens of our appreciation. Yes, we do. For Dale and Kay. Yep. They know Sharon pretty well. Sharon likes to give away gifts to our special guest, and Dale and Kay have certainly earned this with their hard work. So once again, we thank you, Dale. Thank you, Kay, for your efforts in helping to bring this economic analysis to life. Let's give them a big round of applause. So you might remember last year we mentioned we had a bunch of door prizes to give away at the end. This year we're going to change the pace just a little bit and give away a few door prizes as we go throughout the remainder of the afternoon with you. So first, we're going to give away a door prize for $100 to a Rural King gift card for $100. That's a Rural King gift card. Tony, is this a lucky? Everybody get your tickets ready. This is for our industry partners. If you're not an industry partner, you should have gotten a ticket. Put it away if you did. We have ticket number 983-941. 983-941. Do we have a lucky winner? All right, back over here to my right, your left. Let's give them a big round of applause there. I can't tell what table we're at, but that was a $100 Rural King gift card. Next, we have a Keurig that we're going to give away as our second door prize, a Keurig that we're going to give away, and that is ticket number 983-944. 983, wait a second. This is the same table, back to back. This thing, would y'all buy us a lottery ticket tonight? Well, I hear it's getting pretty big. Let's give them this Keurig here. Big round of applause again for that winner. One more before we move on to our next item. One more to give away, trying to move away from this table here. This was going to be a Harper House $25 gift certificate and a Cracker Barrel $25 gift certificate. So two gift cards to Harper House and Cracker Barrel. 983-952. 983-952. Where we got back, okay, we're staying on this side of the room here. Congratulations. We're going to move along and come back to more door prizes here in just a few moments. But again, we appreciate everybody being here. Look, Dale did a great job of sharing the last few years of economic activity, and we appreciate that, Dale, and the economic impact that has led to and will continue to lead to over the next several years as those projects unroll and have their full impact on our economy and region. But the reason we come here each and every year is to celebrate our existing industries. Those of you who have already made the commitment and have already made the investment and the job opportunities come to life. And if you look on the screen, that's 75 plus manufacturers in our three county region representing over 11,000 employees. Give that a round of applause. That's why this is big business. And that's why we want to take time to celebrate it each and every year. Now, we've got a couple little presentations we wanted to do to really make this come to life even a little bit more. So I'd like for representation from each of our three counties. I know we've got our county judge executives here from Christian County and from Trigg County. I don't believe our Todd County judge executive could make it, but if there's someone from Todd County, Mayor Green, that wants to come forward, we're going to have you guys come up because we've got a very special check presentation that the president and past president of the Penny Royal Industrial Managers Association, Mr. Tom Lilienthal, president, and past president, Mr. R.B. Miller, that's Novellus Tom Lilienthal and R.B. Miller with Preaches. Where are you at, Tom? Are you back here somewhere? We need you to jog, man. No, I'm just messing around. Tom's a lot bigger than me. You do whatever you need to do on your way down here. But what they're going to first present on behalf of the Pennyroyal Industrial Managers Association and the 75 manufacturers that represent this region is this nice ceremonial check. It will not be able to be cashed. For our 24 international countries, or 12 countries, 24 international companies, this first check for annual payroll in this region of over $550 million through the direct employment of the industries that are represented here today. Half a billion dollars. Let's give that a round of applause. That's the direct estimated annual payroll. That's not induced. That's not indirect jobs. That's the jobs that you, the industries, create on an annual basis. So yes, we celebrate the new, but we wanted to make sure that we honored what you've already committed and what you've already created right here in our region. Thank you, guys. Now, Tom and RB are going to stick around for just a second because we've got some special guests from United Way who are going to come up next. Come on up, United Way. Because industries are more than just job creators and capital investment. They're corporate partners. They're companies that care tremendously about our region. And I know that our judge executives and our organizations throughout this region know firsthand that when we have a moment of need, it's often the people and businesses in this room that step forward to meet that need. What they're presenting now represents the average annual contribution to the United Way campaign of the industry division for each of the last 20 years. That's the average. Yes, to give that a big round of applause. These are United Way organizations that go to meet the most basic need in our three-county region. And that's the average amount. Now, Melanie, I'm quite positive you'll take more this year, right?
I will absolutely take more.
Yes, the United Way absolutely needs more. So, you guys, thank you. I'll give them another big round of applause. So if your industry isn't participating yet and you'd like to, they've got a booth set up out here. You'll be more than welcome to stop by and sign up in a number of different ways to support United Way. But the point of those two checks is to bring it home. You are big business making a big and wonderful impact in southwestern Kentucky. So all of us who aren't with the industries, let's give them a big round of applause. Now look, to have 75 industries doing well, to have you growing the way that you've been growing, not considering all of the moment and context of the economy we're in, but on average growing and succeeding, it's taken partners. And we have a special partner today that we're going to highlight because they are working overtime in this talent pipeline discussion to make sure you have the future workforce that you need. So help me welcome to the stage Ms. Carol Purvis, Vice President for Workforce Development for Hopkinsville Community College.
Thank you, Carter. Thank you for the opportunity to be here to talk about one of the programs that we're most passionate about in our department at the college. I hope that most of you are familiar already with HOP FAME, which is an industrial maintenance work and learn program that we started in 2016. And we're very proud of that program because it allows students to work 3 days a week and attend college 2 days a week. And after 2 years, they graduate with an associate in applied science degree, and they have more than 2,000 hours of work experience. So it's a really great combination, great program. I want to introduce to you some of the people that are involved with the program. First of all, Mary Rachel Leach. Mary Rachel, stand up there. She is our student success coach and the program coordinator. She is key to the success of our students, and we're very happy to have her on our team. And then also Lee Martin, who many of our industry partners will remember and know. She's a workforce development director at the college and also helps things going for us. Also want to mention Josie Slayton. He is our HOP FAME lead instructor. He wasn't able to be here with us today. They are extremely important to the program, but the key to the program are our employers. Employers support the program by sponsoring students, by serving on our board, and I guess I should use this. That's the highlights of the HOP FAME program. But they We have levels of support on our board where they could be sponsor students if they want to recruit students to work for their companies, or they can just support the program by attending our board meetings like Tony does and Tom Scholler and some of those people. So that's really important as well. If you want any more information about being on the board, you can speak to any of us after this is over, and we'd be happy to help you. Since the program launched in 2016, we have had 64 graduates, and we have 15 current students. An impressive statistic, we think, is that 91% of all of our students, all of our graduates, are employed after graduation. That's a very high percentage for our programs. And as I mentioned, the program is very successful because of the support of our companies. Right now, we have 6 current companies who are sponsoring students. They're listed here on the screen. Crestees has a first-year student, and all the rest of those companies have second-year students. So what I would like to do now is to recognize those companies and those students because, as I mentioned, they are the key to our success. And we're going to start with... Oops, I went the wrong way. We're going to start with Freudenberg. I don't believe anyone is here to represent Freudenberg today, but we did want to recognize them. This is Jameer Atkinson. He is a second-year student and will graduate in May. This is the first student that Freudenberg has been able to sponsor, but their HR generalist, Madeline Edelman, is on our Hot Fame board, and they've been good supporters of the program. They just haven't been able to sponsor a student yet. So we appreciate their support. Next, we'd like to recognize Hudamaki. I don't think anybody from Hudamaki is here, but their students are here. So we'd like to introduce them. Gentlemen, I want you to stand up when I introduce you. Matthew Balthrop, Joshua Carinder, and Cameron Morris. These gentlemen will graduate in May. So they are more than halfway through their training. Hudamaki has been a great supporter of Hot Fame. They have sponsored 13 students to date, and they have 4 active students, and they have employed 6 Hot Fame graduates. They're probably one of our strongest Hot Fame sponsors, and we really appreciate their support. Next, we'll move on to JTEC. There are some people here from JTEC. Where are my JTEC friends? Stand up. Where are they? There they are, way in the back. They have been very supportive of this program. Stuart Zeman is not here today, but he is our Hot Fame president, and we appreciate all the support that we've gotten from JTEC. And we would want to introduce their students, Levi Watts and Liam Woods. Thank you. Thank you all. JTEC has sponsored 8 students to date. They have 4 active students, and they've employed 3 graduates. And this picture is a mixture of students and graduates. All right, and we'll go on next to Novellus. Novellus has also been a tremendous supporter of Hot Fame since they came here from the very beginning, even before they had a building. They wanted to be involved with Fame, so we're excited to have them here. And I know there's some Novellus people here. Where are you? Stand up. We want to recognize you. There they are. Thank you so much for your support of our program. And I'm going to introduce your students who are here today, Aaron Brown and James Carbajal. Thank you. Novellus has sponsored 14 students to date. They have 4 active students. They're very good about taking 2 students each year, so they always have 2 first-year students and 2 second-year students. And they've employed 8 graduates, which is tremendous. And then also Metalsa. I don't believe anyone from Metalsa is here today, and their student was not able to be here, but Jordan Strahl is the second-year student that they have now. Metalsa has also been a strong supporter of Hot Fame. They have sponsored 19 students today, and currently they just have 1 active student. And our 6th employer is Crestees, and as I mentioned, they just have a first-year student. So we, over the years, 18 different companies have sponsored Hot Fame students, and we really, really appreciate that support. We could not have this program. The students couldn't have the great experience that they have if we didn't have the support from the companies. If your company is interested in supporting or in sponsoring a Hot Fame student, please contact us, and we'd be happy to give you those details, because we always do need more company sponsors. A couple of years ago, we had 52 applications and only about 20 slots. So we really need more companies to sponsor students and give these students the opportunity to get their training. Thank you so much for your time and the chance to be here.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for all of the support for Hop Fame and what you and your leadership team are doing, Rachel and Lee, and certainly to the students that are here. Let's give them another round of applause for coming out and sharing an afternoon with us as well. So now we're getting to the point of the program we really enjoy each and every year, and that's to recognize our milestone recipients. But before that, we're going to give away three more door prizes. And I believe our first is a Lowe's and Starbucks gift card, one each for $25 each. We'll do that one next. And that is ticket number 984014. 984014 for the Lowe's and Starbucks gift cards. And we got a winner? Excellent. Thank you all so much. Next we have two single day tickets to Holiday World and Splash and Safari. And that ticket number is 983912. 983912. 983912. Here we got a winner towards the back of the room. I feel like an auctioneer. And then one in the back of the room, in the back of the room, gonna get one in the back of the room. All right, next we have a 146-piece Pittsburgh tool kit. 146-piece Pittsburgh tool kit. We will let you come up and carry that out on your own. How about that? And the winning number is, we're going to do one more chance. The winning number is 984019. 984019. Any lucky winner on the 146-piece tool kit? Do we have a winner? Okay, excellent. Then we'll go to the next item that we're going to give away, which is, now you guys are going to love this. Not that you haven't loved all of them already. It's the Todd County Experience. You get a $25 gift card to the L&R Soda Shop, $25 gift certificate to the Harvest HIP Boutique, and $25 for Something Special Gift Shop. And no, Sharon, you cannot win this, okay? Ticket number 984024. 984 in the middle table, the lucky winner of the Todd County Experience. That's going to be fun, I promise you. Not that all of our door prizes aren't fantastic, but if you happen to win one and you think, man, I would have liked to have won another one, you can try to swap with each other. They'll make wonderful stocking stuffers come Christmas time as well, so you're a winner today if you're one of our lucky winners. That being said, let's move right along to our very special milestone recipients. And this year, I want y'all to think about this for a second. We just talked about the economic impact of 13 companies, and then the fact that 75 manufacturers representing 24 international companies in 12 unique countries have created such a significant impact. This year, we have 12 companies that we're celebrating for what we recognize as a milestone award. And a milestone award means every 5 years. So these companies are celebrating every 5-year birthdays, if you will. And they have made such a tremendous impact. Collectively, they total over 450 years of combined investment and job creation. And so we're going to recognize them on the screen. And if there's any representation from the company here, we knew that a couple could not make it. But if there are someone's here and we didn't realize you're going to make it, please start to make your way up, because we have a very special presentation that Tony Prim is going to present each time. So we're going to ask that you enter from my right and exit to your left. There'll be a quick opportunity for a photo on stage. And then we'll also have one for the company representation only in front of the banner to stage right. Now look, Tony's up here because I know y'all know this in the existing industry world. We have the best associate director for business retention and expansion. In other words, meeting the needs of our existing industries in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So make him blush. Give him a round of applause, would you? It needs to be louder. He's not blushing enough. Now, Tony, we appreciate you. We really do.
Thanks.
So our first one up, They could not be here today, but let's give them a round of applause anyway. E-Tank out of Cady Street County, representing and celebrating 5 years. Next up, Finish Line, celebrating 10 years, also out of Cady Street County, Kentucky. Come on up. If you can't read the fine print, that's Industrial Coating. Finish Line Industrial Coating, 10 years of investment and operations in Cady's and Trigg County. Now you'll see as she accepts that, that's a really cool half bourbon barrel, because we're the state of Kentucky and we love bourbon in the state of Kentucky. But what a cool thing these industries are able to receive when they have these special milestones. Next we have, celebrating 20 years, but I'm pretty sure they couldn't be here today, Fabrication USA here in Hopkinsville and Christian County. Anybody from Fab USA? I didn't think you could. Do we have somebody? Okay, let's give them a round of applause. Now we move a little to the east. We got CWP Industries based out of Elkton, Todd County. Do we have anybody from CWP? There we see some movement. Let's give them a round of applause, celebrating 20 years of commitment and investment. You know, Dale mentioned earlier that 80% of all new jobs are created by existing business, and so these are the companies. Maybe I was tricked by that. He was not with them. These are the existing companies are the ones creating the jobs, and it's not easy to succeed for 5, 10, 15, 20 years as a business. Also celebrating a milestone, 25 years, Amfine Chemicals. There we go. Now we've got some people coming forward. They're not tricking me. Established in 2000, right here in Hopkinsville, Christian County's Commerce Park. Now, as they come up thinking 25 years, y'all realize that's literally the turn of the century now when we think 25 years ago. If that makes any of you feel old, I'm sorry. It's just the reality. But let's celebrate Amfine Chemical again for 25 years of investment. Thank you, guys. In southwestern Kentucky. We've already recognized R.B. Miller, but we want him to come forward again along with his team for 25 years of investment in Hopkinsville and Christian County. Pregis. Come on forward, R.B. R.B. also serves as the past president of the Pennyroyal Industrial Managers Association, so we appreciate your leadership on every front. And certainly your continued investment in the community. For 30 years, we're starting to get in some of these uncharted territories around this community, and we start getting to 30 years plus. Yes, let's give Grupo Antolin, established in 1995. I see Mark coming from the back. Mark Jorgensen coming forward to represent the company, a fantastic corporate partner, one of our international companies, a Spanish company. And so we certainly appreciate their continued investment and corporate leadership as they step up each and every year to support great nonprofit organizations. Grupo Antolin. Also celebrating 30 years, Seamer Milling Company, established in 1995 as the first industry to locate in Hopkinsville's Commerce Park. Let's give them a big round of applause. And they're such a great story of the value-added vertical supply chain opportunities that are present and available because of our ag community. And you know that you love Seamer Milling because we know you love Crustees brand of products. So if you like Crustees, you love Seamer Milling. We don't believe that there's anybody from Trace Industries here with us today, but if there is, please start to make your way forward. But representing 40 years, established in 1985, not only as an industry, but as an opportunity to make sure that workers of all levels have opportunity to contribute in our region. Let's give Trace Industries a big round of applause. And I do see someone coming forward. Thank you for 40 years of commitment and creating opportunity for every member of our workforce. Most years, this is about where we stop. This is where the celebration stops, not this year. 50 years of investment and creating opportunities and leading and serving in this community and across the state and region. Agrichem, a division of Hopkinsville Elevator Company. Let's give Agrichem LLC, and I know they do have representation in the room somewhere, a big round of applause. Here we go. Thank you. Mr. David Buchanan coming forward. Again, a great example. We talk about the impact of agriculture, the value-added vertical supply chain opportunities. Agrichem has been living and breathing that opportunity since their beginning and making such a positive, significant impact. 50 years. Also celebrating 50 years, but I don't believe they were able to be with us today, was, to our knowledge, the first international company to invest in southwestern Kentucky. Freudenberg Filtration Systems, our German company, 50 years ago decided to make this region their home. Even though they're not here, let's give them a big round of applause. Now, I'm quite positive, Esten, that we've never had one that we're about to celebrate with this many years of service and investment in our region. 150 years. Give that a round of applause, Sunflower, Hopkinsville Milling. As they come forward, I see Phil Camp. Think about 150 years that they've been committed to this region. And again, in the agriculture sector, value-added vertical supply chain opportunities, they literally pioneered it starting 150 years ago. And they've been outstanding corporate partners supporting organizations like Rotary, Kiwanis, the Boys and Girls Club, United Way, Youth Services, Youth Sports, the list goes on and on. That's why we celebrate you each and every year, so that we can hopefully celebrate your 150th anniversary, although none of us will be there. Hopefully celebrate many of your 150th anniversary years to come. Let's give them a significant round of applause. The oldest business in Christian County, and certainly the oldest industry. Years of combined investment and service. That's a legacy of impact that's worth acknowledging and celebrating and thanking with a round of applause once again. So, speaking of legacy, a couple years ago, you might remember that we introduced a new recognition, the John E. Walton Legacy Leadership Award. As I mentioned, recognized in 2023 for the first year, and that was following the unexpected passing of former Elkton Mayor John Walton, who was also a champion of economic development in Todd County and throughout the three-county region. And he posthumously served as the initial recipient of that recognition. Last year, we honored Christian County's own Don Henderson. For those that remember Don, you'll know that he was a stalwart in economic development. In fact, many of the industries we just recognized in Christian County, he played a critical and significant role in securing those investments. Unfortunately, we recognized him posthumously as well. This year, we're very excited to be able to recognize the John E. Walton Legacy Leadership Award, and I'm going to invite back to the stage Trigg County Judge Executive Stan Humphreys to make this year's very special recognition. Judge.
Well, it's certainly an honor to be asked to present this award today for the John E. Walton Legacy Leadership Award. I think a lot of you knew John, knew how passionate he was about economic development. He was certainly a very persistent fellow. He would always be very bold and courageous about his ask, He never was afraid to put it out there and see what happened. And for that, we can always appreciate John and his legacy that he had for his hometown of Todd County and Elkton specifically. So it is my privilege today to present the day's award recipient. Back in the days before Southwest Kentucky EDC, when county lines were a big part of economic development, we were not we didn't play as well together as we do now. We were very homebound as to where we wanted to locate an industry. I think today we understand that when industry comes to our region, we all benefit from that new location. When our industries do well across the area, we do well. Back in that time period before Southwest Kentucky, it was incumbent upon the best and brightest in your county to bring economic development to your area. And as soon as I start talking about this individual, my folks from Trigg County will recognize that person automatically. Born between the rivers in the Golden Pond area of Land Between the Lakes, today's recipient went on to graduate Trigg County High School in 1967, where he has just been recently named a Distinguished Alumni Hall of Famer. After graduating Trigg, he went on to Murray State University and graduated in 1971, and then went to receive his MBA from Georgia Tech. He served our nation in the Army Reserves as well as on active duty, achieving the rank of captain before being honorably discharged. Beginning work at Hoover Universal, which later became Johnson Controls, he had all levels of jobs, from entrance level up to plant manager of the JCI Vincennes, Indiana plant, where he was known to be the youngest Johnson Control plant manager in their history. He became plant manager of Chelsea Industries in the 1990s, where he later became vice president of American National Rubber, which he had tremendous input helping locate that company to Katy's. In 2005, our award winner took his talent to the position of president of Benson International, a new plant in Katy's that he again had helped locate to Katy's. He navigated Benson through the Great Recession of 2008. After his retirement in 2015, our recipient took on the huge task of becoming Commissioner of State Parks, appointed by then Governor Bevin, overseeing such improvements that needed to take place in Kentucky State Parks. The last 20 years, I have personally known this individual as a good man with the interest of his community and jobs for our community's citizens as a high priority. With a life devoted to his family, wife Sheila, his daughter Darla, son John, and proud grandfather to Colson and Kaylee, he also has a tireless devotion to his native Between the Rivers and economic development. And when he's not hunting or fishing, he can still be found working hard on our Veterans Memorial Committee. He continues to be an extremely valuable part of our community and is a most worthy recipient of the Johnny Walton Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me recognize and honor today this year's recipient, Donnie Holland.
I told Ernie Baker that a lot of my family members are showing up here today unexpectedly, and Ernie said, "You just wait and see." So I appreciate it, and I thank Dell to follow up Dell's remarks with Johnson Controls and Hoover. Recently, I gave a talk at the school. It was about the history of Hoover and the legacy of Hoover and Johnson Controls. It lost its way during the Great Recession, but it spawned American National Rubber. People that learned that skill at Hoover, the automotive industry skills, started up American National Rubber. And Ernie was my right-hand man there. And then Wabash or Benson, again, it took leadership or the skills learned in the automotive industry to help attract that plant to Katy's. And so Hoover may have perished during the Great Recession. It lives on in other factories there in Tree County that it spawned. Without Johnson Controls being there, then those other plants would not be there today. I couldn't have, I'm not too good at shooting from the hip here, but I will say that it took EDC, Stan, if you remember, Mount Everest, having to get down Mount Everest to get Wabash to finally move to that lot, and Dan Bozarth and Sharon and all the EDC people that helped create those parks for us so that we could build those factories in Tree County. And of course, my family and the super, I want to mention the superstars like Ernie. I was lucky, so lucky to have so many superstars that worked for me for 50 years at every level, like Ernie Baker and others that made me successful. If you're in the factory business, you need to go out and enjoy your hourly employees. I'll wrap it up here in just a second, but I remember working at Hoover in the summer as a welder. Most important incentive I had to go to college was getting away from that welding booth at Hoover in the summer. But I would stand there, and I think it was Einstein, the special theory of relativity, said time slows down. When you're running a welder, putting two nuts on a side panel, 25,000 of them a day, and you can't look down at your watch because you pray it's been 20 minutes and you look down, it's been 10, you learn an appreciation for your hourly people and folks that do that work. So go out and enjoy your hourly folks and your superstars. And my family, Sheila, packed my bags for 50 years. She would never let me pack them. I traveled to Europe 47 times back and forth and to Toyota in Japan and a million trips to Detroit. And Sheila and my family supported me during all that period. And that's about all I can say. Thank you so much.
They make their way back to their seats. You know, we get to talk with young people pretty frequently about manufacturing and industries, and I think, Tony, about 32 plus tours last year, many industries here participated. And when we talk with young people, we always talk about how the industries of this region reach the world.
Yep.
Oh, please do. Yeah, you guys, if you, Mr. Holland's family, please come forward. Cheryl, the photographer, told me to do that, and she'll take a bad picture and make me look bad on social media. So please get up here and do whatever you can. So, absolutely, Cheryl. So, we try to tell young people about the impact of the industries because you can literally see products and goods from throughout this region touch the world. And I challenge you the next time you drive the interstate to not find a Wabash trailer at some point along your journey. And when you do, to understand that that happened because of partnership, that's true. But that man right there was the legacy and leader that really pulled that over the finish line. So we really do touch the world. Even these companies that we talk about, like Wabash, certainly help us to touch the world. So let's give Donnie another big round of applause. We mentioned earlier, it's a total team effort, teamwork, unity, and partnership. And we also have the Partnership Impact Award. Our board chairman, Mr. Lee Conrad, has come forward and help us present that. Mr. Conrad.
Thank you very much, Carter. And congratulations to Mr. Holland. I've gotten to know Mr. Holland over the last few years. We, every year, one night a year, he and I drive to my hometown of Marion, Kentucky, to a Christmas party of a mutual friend. And as you all found out when he was up here, he tells a great story, and I really enjoy those couple of hours we spend together in the car. But today I'm presenting the Partner Impact Award. And each year, this award goes to an organization that consistently goes above and beyond to strengthen our region's economy through collaboration, responsiveness, and results. This year's recipient, and we'll ask him to go ahead and start coming forward, is the West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board, or WICWIB if you're in the business. They embody all of those qualities and more. The WICWIB serves as our region's primary workforce partner, assisting companies and communities with everything from job and resume screening to job fairs, training, and rapid response efforts. And I'll add that I've known some of these folks for many years. And during the Great Recession, as Mr. Holland said, and during other tough times, they are the rapid response people who come to assist workers when they've been displaced or laid off or something terrible has happened. But the cool thing about what's been going on in our region the last several years is they assist in the recruiting and the growth of our companies. And so I think that's probably the fun part of their job. So let's give a special thanks to the hard work and leadership of Sheila Clark. Again, please start coming forward. Tom Scholler, Derek Poor, Eugenia Snorton Davis, Becky Wells, Karen Wallace, and so many others. The WICWIB has been a constant, dependable partner, ready to step in, ready to help, and ready to make things happen. They've played a role in every single project, new and existing, that's been mentioned here today. I'll say that again. Every single project, all 11,000 of those jobs, they have touched somehow, some way. And they are and will continue to be a critical partner as we move forward. They are the after-the-sell people. They help the existing industries. They thrive. And they step up in times of need, as I mentioned earlier, with their rapid response efforts. So again, they're exactly the kind of partner every community hopes to have, and we are proud to have them on our side. So on behalf of the Southwest Kentucky EDC, it's my honor to present the 2025 Partner Impact Award to the West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board. WICWIB folks, please come forward and accept your award.
Carter and the Southwest Economic Development Team. We really appreciate this. And speaking on behalf of Sheila, who is being Miss Bashful and would not come up, Sheila does have a problem with, she does have a mobility problem with her knees, so she may be come up here. But thank you, and the other people that were mentioned that are part of our organization, they are actually working today. Derek's in Lexington. I had a meeting with the state chamber. A couple of others are in far western Kentucky covering some events. So Sheila and I were the only two, I guess, that could come. So thank you very much for the award. I want to say congratulations to Donnie Holland. He is our board chairman for the West Kentucky Workforce Board. So congratulations, Mr. Chairman. And last but not least, I want to thank a lot of the people in this room I work with, the HR managers. Don't forget your HR managers. They're very important, key people. Thank you.
We're almost there. I promise you, we're almost there. We've got a few door prizes that we want to give away, but before we do, we have two very special guests that we want to recognize. Look, these two individuals are not just people that we've partnered with. They've become friends, because in this business, it becomes about relationships. And one of them represents over 25 years of experience at the Cabinet for Economic Development. The other represents over 25 years of experience with the local utility partner, Hopkinsville Water Environment Authority. I know that Sharon and Tony and anyone that's worked with each of them will both agree they're both great guys who would likely give you the shirt off their back if you needed it. Both have made a tremendous impact on our region and for the residents of this region that will be felt for decades to come. One's an old but still good coach, and the other's an aspiring songwriter. Please help me welcome to the stage for a special recognition of over 50 years of combined service to this region, Mr. Corky Peak with the Cabinet for Economic Development as he retires in the not too distant, come on up Corky, you don't get away, we're gonna make you blush. And Mr. Derek Watson as he soon retires from the Hopkinsville Water Environment Authority. They are getting the bourbon barrel top. And if we'd have been thinking about it, we'd have given you a bottle of bourbon with it since you're in retirement now. But we'll make that happen after the fact. Let's give them a big round of applause, Corky P. and Derek Watson. Not that we don't love them, but we're respecting your time, so we're going to move quick. We're going to go into auctioneer mode. We've got another roughly 20 prizes to give away. The first is a Casey Jones Double Barrel Cut Sports and MB Rolling Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. That sounds pretty good right there, doesn't it? The winning number, 983-939. We're getting people leaving, so if we have to call more than one, we got a winner up front. Thank you. Yes, let's make sure we see that loud so we don't give something away twice. Congratulations to our lucky winner up front. Next, we have $50 to the Krusty Pig. To the Krusty Pig. If you haven't been there, you need to make sure you go tonight all at once so Margaret Prim can freak out about the crowd that's going to come rushing through the door. $50 to the Krusty Pig. 984 Zero, one, it's not going to happen that way. 1-984-011. Who's our lucky winner for the Krusty Pig $50? We got a winner in the back. Fantastic. Moving right along for an igloo. I don't know if I said that right. Backpack cooler. Is that an igloo?
Igloo.
There's an L missing. No, I couldn't see it. Backpack cooler. Ticket number 983-981. It's getting bad. 983-981. An igloo. Hey, Pat Cooler. I think I heard what Sharon said. As people are leaving, make sure you take your cup from your play setting. The two cups and. Yep. Yeah, look at the back of your program. If you got the lucky star, you're the winner of the centerpiece in the middle. Otherwise, 983-981, we got that winner. Excellent. We're moving right along to the Mixer gift certificate for $50. The Mixer, another great restaurant in town, 984-021. 984-021. To the Mixer, $50 gift card. Do we have a winner? 984-021. Excellent. We got a winner towards the back. We'll get them taken care of. If you're an industry person that has to leave, leave your ticket with somebody. Let them be the lucky winner. Next, we have a cornhole board for all of you cornhole enthusiasts. 983-962. 983-962. We're going to have you come forward for the cornhole board if you don't mind afterwards. Moving right along, two rounds of golf, including golf cart, at Boots Randolph Golf Course. That's two rounds, including the cart. Ticket number 983-951. 983-951 for two rounds of Boots Randolph Golf. Excellent. Thank you, Sandy. Moving right along, a $50 gift certificate to Gracious Me. To Gracious Me, 983-958. 983-958. $50 to Gracious Me. We got a winner. Excellent. A car wash kit and University of Kentucky blanket. 983-977. 983-977 for the car wash kit and UK blanket. You'll use that more proudly during basketball season, the football season. But you may use it nonetheless. Did we get a winner?
Yeah.
I hope we got a winner.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. A JBL Bluetooth speaker. A Bluetooth speaker, 984-035. 984-035 for the Bluetooth speaker. To the back left from the stage. Next up, a Hewlett-Packard 15.6-inch laptop. Remind y'all, these gifts are only happening because of the wonderful sponsors on the back of your program. If you see one of those companies' businesses, make sure to thank them. The laptop, 984-020. 984-020, middle back. Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Moving along to the 13-piece white cookware set. The cookware set, 983-938. 983-938. Cookware set. Would not be used at my house. Maybe it'll be used at yours. Back in the back. Hey, I'm the one that can't cook. I'm talking about myself. Don't you take that the wrong way. A $50 gift card to the Horseshoe would be used in my house. The Horseshoe, 983-950. 983-950. $50 to the Horseshoe. 983-950. Anybody, did we get them? Do I have to draw another one for the Horseshoe? Okay, one more for the Horseshoe. 983-999. 983-999. There we go. We got a winner to the Horseshoe. A portable propane heater. 983-910 for the propane heater. 983-910. In the back, we got a lucky winner of a propane. We're getting there. We're getting close. We got a Ninja air fryer. I know you're excited about the Ninja air fryer. 983-927. 983-927. So light that Chandler is shoulder pressing the propane gas and the Ninja air fryer coming this way. Moving right along. A $50 gift card to Joel's Bakery. Now we're talking. Sweet stuff. 983-922. 983-922 right down front for the Joel's Bakery gift card. A 10-gallon wet dry vac. A 10-gallon wet dry vac. Hopefully you don't need it anytime soon. 983-993. 983-993.
Over.
Wet dry vac. We got a winner. Excellent. All right. A $50 gift card to the Persnickety Pig. I think I skipped one. I'll come back to it. A $50 gift card to the Persnickety Pig. Wonderful store in Katy's. 984-034. 984-034. That, I see him coming forward. Excellent. An RTIC half-gallon jug. Half-gallon jug. 984-028. 984-028. All right, now we've got next to last, 20-volt, half-inch compact drill driver kit. Drill driver kit. 983-955. 983-955. Right there in the middle. And last, but most certain, oh, I missed one. A Trigg County gift bag. Next to last, a Trigg County gift bag. 984-002. 984-002.
Got it.
We got a winner. Next, last but not least, I believe it's a 55-inch TV, Vizio. 984-010. Excellent. We got a winner in the back.
All right,
one last big round of applause for the industries and then get out of here. Let's go.